You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, Kosher Guru. We are back for another amazing week. Yes, we are. We are the one, the only, kosher foodie and restaurant show on the radio. And every week I say that, I feel so honored. You have no idea. And I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily, Hashem daily. Thank you so much for bestowing this honor on me and allowing me to be your source on the radio, the one and only source on the radio that brings kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way as we report on anything and everything kosher, from restaurant news to event news to so many happenings within the kosher world. It really, really is amazing. And I want to thank all of you out there for making it happen and partaking in this fantastic show week after week. All the comments you send me, the chizuk you give, the thanks that you give, the praise, everything, it really means a lot. And I thank everybody out there and my sponsors out there for making this show happen. And if you'd love to sponsor this show, you could contact Talkline Communications directly. You could call Zev Brenner directly, or you could email me, guru@thekosherguru.com, because it's because of all of you out there and the sponsors out there that keep this show going week after week on the air, on the radio. So let's keep it happening. Let's keep it moving. And give us a call and partake and join this amazing, amazing team that we have here. Who is the team? Of course, I got to tell you about our amazing team. Team Kosher Guru consists of an amazing team made up of our CEO, David Mossberg, our CFO, Duvi Weider, and of course, Spielberg, Yossi Axelrod. And our newest member of the team who heads up our website part of the team and website development, Mr. Avi Lang. And I want to thank Avi Lang profusely. All of the blogs he puts up, everything that he does with the website. I'm going to speak about more about the website very, very soon, because we have a lot of stuff happening on the website that I have to share that's very, very exciting and great for a lot of people to partake in and to help out, which is going to be amazing. But yes, thank you so much. But I want to, before we go into what we do and where you could follow us, I want to talk about our Spielberg for a second. And I want to thank Yoel Margulies as well, and all of the people from Chai Lifeline and Bike for Chai, and of course, Mr. Michael Peter Butel, who I drove up to Bike for Chai to start with this past week. If you've never heard of Bike for Chai, I don't know under what rock you've been hiding, but this past week, over 500 riders raised over $8 million for Chai Lifeline and Camp Simcha. Bike for Chai is the annual bike ride. It's about 175 miles. They start in Connecticut and they end in Camp Simcha, where the kids in the camp are so happy and they greet everybody and they thank everybody for the money they raised for Camp Simcha. Camp Simcha is a camp for kids with certain illnesses and cancer, and they go there and the camp does so much. You know, I have a family member who was in Camp Simcha for quite a few summers. I'm not sure if she's still there this summer, but I actually visited Camp Simcha many years ago and saw the amazing work that they do. But this Bike for Chai night, where I actually met Mike Richter, former goalie for the New York Rangers. He was there that night, and a Stanley Cup winner, which was amazing. It really was. The experience was amazing. Everything about it was awesome. But the night when they checked into the hotel and the setup that Bike for Chai has. So I do want to say I visited the headquarters of Bike for Chai, Chai Lifeline, in Lakeview, New Jersey. I saw a little bit of behind the scenes. But when you got to the hotel and you saw where they check in the bikes, where they get all of their bike gear ready, I guess the tune-ups and over-checking everything, where you check in and get your bag and your uniform, your gear, and all your swag bag, we'll call it, and to make more donations, and the pasta party, they call it, and the dessert party, the live music, the entertainment, what they do for all of the riders to make it so easy for them and happy for them to partake in the ride. It's an amazing experience. Now, if you've never experienced this before, I know there's a lot of training involved. Spielberg has been biking for many, many months throughout the year, and getting in shape and doing it. And I just want to say that, Yossi, you are a true inspiration for everyone on the team, and you always strive to bring us to new levels each and every week. And I think right now, as you'll be listening to this, or really can't listen depending where you are right now, Yossi is leaving on an airplane tonight to Eretz Yisrael. We wish you a great vacation, a good trip. I hope you enjoy everything. But thank you for everything you do, because and letting me participate. And thank you to Bike for Chai Chai Lifeline for inviting me up that night to participate. The food was insane. They had food stations from here and like to California and back. Smoked items, carving items, pasta stations. Of course, you got to load up on carbs and everything. Drinks, dessert was insane. There was just so much going on over there. The presentation, the videos, the awards. It just hit you, neshama, when you got to see everybody coming together of all backgrounds and raising money for this great cause and riding together. It was really, really sent a strong message to me of Achdus and what we can do when we all come together, and when we all do come together for a cause, for something. There's so many great causes out there, and that's one of the reasons why I do what I do, is to bring everyone together and to build Achdus amongst all of Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael through food. Food is my passion. I love food. And that's one thing I do. If you go to the website, you see our guest post. We even had Rabbi Melman this week give a guest post. Rabbi Melman of National Kosher Supervision has a lot of Dunkin' Donuts and some other stores in Manhattan, and the new dough store in the East Village that everyone's, I think it's East Village or West Village, everyone's talking about. Bring all the bloggers together. There's a lot of jealousy out there, and we got to stomp and destroy the jealousy that is out there and bring everyone together. And we really try to bring everyone together. And one way is, a lot of people never want to give other people a platform for good, to show them and to get more followers and to help people grow. One of the things that I strive for is growth and to help other people grow. When I was trying to figure out a few things in business and trying to see where to go, there's one person that truly helped me and believed in me, even though he shouldn't have. And he always taught me, which I knew from growing up and knew from yeshiva, is one of the biggest forms of tzedakah, is to give someone else a parnasa, to help somebody grow, to help them be who they are and to get to that level where they could sustain themselves, and hopefully they'll give on to the next and the next and the next. And so many people in this industry have helped me, and unfortunately there's a lot of jealousy as well. So the jealousy comes from small-minded people, small people who really don't understand and think that it's all coming from them, but it's not. It all comes from a Kaddish Baruch, it comes from Hashem. And this is not a Torah series, it's not a lecture, but the whole idea is to help everybody. Smile, enjoy, help. And one of the biggest things that we do when we help is to let other people grow. And Hashem sees that. And when Hashem sees all of His children coming together and helping people, you know, maybe it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'm thinking a little bit more out of the box about it, and I want to help people. So if you haven't seen my post on Facebook, on Instagram, on the website, if you're a blogger out there, if you have a blog or a website, make some recipes, and you'd love for me to help share your post, email me at guru@thekosherguru.com. I'd love to help you. I want to help you. I want to post your new blog and show the world who you are. We have so many followers and so many people that come to our website all the time, which is www.thekosherguru.com. I hope you check it out. Check out the blog post. Check out everything we have there. Deals. I'm going to talk about something in the later segment on the website that I really want to share with everybody. But there's so many kitchen deals, foodie deals, where Avi Lang and I search the website for the best deals on the market out there, from kitchen appliances to tools to books, whatever it is in the foodie world that you think that we think that you'll enjoy. It's like a one-stop shop for the foodie world. You can come check it out. It really, really is amazing. But that's my little take and little schmooze on helping out and creating more achdus in the world and togetherness. And I think through that, we can help bring Mashiach and help bring all of Klal Yisrael and Am Yisrael together. And I hope that everyone, you know, partakes and checks up. But most of all, check out the blog. See who we're blogging. These are people, most of them, almost 99% I've never met before. I have met Rabbi Melman. I don't know if he even remembers, at a weekend getaway one time. Someone who will be on later, I know, from many years ago. But most people just saw the post, sent it in. And it was my pleasure to help people, and that's really what it's about. We have to help others. We really should come together and help more. So I took more of the first half of the show that I wanted to about this, but my heart was speaking, and I wanted to let it go and continue its speech on. So I hope that everybody continues to grow, and that's it. So a little bit about what Kosher Guru does. We'll go back to how I usually start the show off. Kosher Guru, in my mind, is the number one and best, which I hope you think so also, kosher media marketing company in the industry. We help people grow. We create kosher. We help people. I have someone last night just called me and wants to start something, and for free consulting. I didn't even take a penny, even want to. Said, let me help you. I love to help. We want to help. Email us, guru@thekosherguru.com. If you take a look at our website, we have a consulting tab. We help restaurants create, grow, build. We do everything from recipe development to menus. We help get staff. We do so much. Social media management, that's our biggest thing that we do. We run so many people's Instagram and Facebook pages. Let us help you grow. Let us help you get your message out there across all of social media. Contact us, send us an email, let us know what you need help with. But the biggest thing is we want to help you grow. Take a look and follow us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Kosher Guru. We're on Facebook. We have a great Facebook page, Kosher Guru Guru. And of course, a great Facebook group. It's the only non-sponsored kosher foodie restaurant group on Facebook. It's called Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation, with over 8,100 members and growing weekly. Growing weekly by leaps and bounds. Join it. Post your recipe. Post your foodie question. Post your restaurant. Post your foodie experience that you've just been to. There's so much to post and enjoy. We don't charge anybody to post and to be on there, unlike other groups that if you're a restaurant, you want to be on there and you want to be koshered and good news, you have to pay. We don't do that. We allow everybody to post what they want on there. We have to keep it food-oriented, kosher-oriented, events, restaurants. That's what it is. YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Kosher Gurus YouTube. We have so many great videos on there, entertainment videos, halakha videos about food that I do with Rabbi Blumstein that I never started up this year, which I am hitting myself over the head every time I think of it. And this year, Rabbi Blumstein, if you're listening, we're going to get back to our guru talks and help Klal Yisrael get answers to their questions in the kosher food world. We got so many great and positive feedback from that series. Any restaurants that want us to come and do some videos, hit me up, let me know. It'd be great. We love to do it. All over Snapchat, Kosher Guru. I don't Snapchat that much, but you got to keep all the avenues going. Twitter at the Kosher Guru, and make sure you use hashtag Do You Guru to be involved in our guru talks and our pet peeves. It's great. Also, I know a few people messaged me. I haven't sent it out yet. I'm sorry. We will get to it hopefully this or next week. I have some fidget spinners left and yarmulkes. Yarmulkes are $10 a piece. If you want, email guru@thekosherguru.com. Give me your name, address, phone number, information to mail it out to you. I'll be in touch. I'll get you our Kosher Guru fidget spinners. We'll get you a yarmulke if you want. They're great. Make great swag gift ideas and baskets. It's great. It really, really is. Also, we do have a WhatsApp group. I know somebody, I got to go through the email. I forgot to even a few weeks ago put somebody in. If you want to partake in our WhatsApp group, we're just constantly talking about food and answering and getting people on the go, answers and questions, answers to their questions. Email me, but it's not for trolls, it's not for anybody. If you're going to email, you have to email your real full and last name, where we could see you on social media so we know who you are, and a phone number, WhatsApp phone number. Okay, and that's, really what it is right now. We really took up most of the first segment of the show with going into everything. So we'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelachen pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at kosher fine retailers today and enjoy us with your family. Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. And we're back. Thank you so much to our show sponsors. I really want to give a big, big shout out and a huge thank you to Reisman's. Reisman's Bakery. We could find great, fresh, kosher baked goods all around the country. All around the country. What am I saying? Country. All around the country. They are amazing. And almost anywhere you go, grab and go, great baked goods, make great gifts. You can pick them up at your local supermarket, grocery store, and fine food retailer. And if not, check them out on the internet, because they have a great website that you can order from as well. And of course, to Quicksilver Capital, your business financing solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. Those guys are great for your business, and you need working capital, you need help. Check out www.quicksilvercap.com, and they will definitely help your business get to the next level and grow with them, because they are amazing. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us back for another amazing segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, and of course, Team Kosher Guru. There is so much coming up, so many things happening. And I can't believe it's Elul's Zman, a good Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is here, Elul is back, and that means Yontif time is right around the corner. Where will you be spending Yontif? I know where I'm going to be spending Yontif, but where will you be spending Yontif? You're not sure? Really? Why not? Come spend Yontif with me. Destinations by Yossi Zablocki will be having a beautiful Rosh Hashanah program at Honors Haven. Join me and so many others from Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein and great Rabbanim and speakers for a beautiful and uplifting Yontif with gourmet delicious food cooked by a Heimish chef up at Honors Haven in Ellenville, New York. Go to destination613.com. Call them 845-794-6000 or message me directly, and I hope you get an amazing deal and great rooms and reservations over at Honors Haven. I will be there for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and for Sukkot. Get this, guys. Sukkot, we're going to be at the Hudson Valley Resort, which is going to be beautiful and epic. We're going to have great, great food, great entertainment, great people, and of course, I'm going to be there. And then for the last days, for Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we're going to be back at Honors Haven, and I hope everybody will be joining myself, my family, and all of the amazing guests this Yontif. Join myself, join Yossi Zablocki, and the entire Destinations team. As I said, give them a call, 845-794-6000. You really are going to enjoy it. I was with them last year for all of Yontif, and it was great. It really, really was great. I'm telling you, join. You'll see for yourself. Now, I know I had on the air last week Stuart Gordon, who is the person, at least my contact with, and thank you for allowing me to be the MC and host of this great family fun event that is taking place this Sunday, August 27th. And we spoke about the Havanagrila. I love that name. Havanagila. But it's Havanagrila. What an awesome name. Smoke Barbecue Festival in Philadelphia. It's the first ever kosher, and it's sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. It's going to be amazing. This Sunday, August 27th, I want you to come down to Philadelphia with your entire family. I'll be spending Shabbos in Philadelphia. Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, they're going to have Havdalah service in the parking lot. And the Rav is going to say, light your grills, your barbecues after Shabbos. And they're going to start cooking through the night and getting ready for the competition. There's going to be so much to do at this event. It is all under the Keystone K, which is the local Frum Orthodox Hashkacha, so everyone could eat, partake in everything, and enjoy. It's going to be amazing. I hope everyone will join me down there. There's going to be live music, a pickle-eating contest, balloon artists, mechanical bull riding, enjoy a craft beer garden, premium scotch and bourbon tasting table, craft artisans, Home Depot sponsoring kids' workshops, face painting magicians, and so much more. Ari White of the Wandering Q, who was the Brisket King from 2016, will be there. Go to PhillyKosherBarbecue.com. Get your tickets today. It's so cheap. It's $20 a family, $10 a person. You got to be there. You really, really got to be there. And if you're not, I don't know why. I don't know why. Talking about barbecue, I had such a great Sunday this week. Celebrated some birthdays, celebrated some dates and anniversaries. It was great. And of course, I had some Meal Mart sausages. I actually had Meal Mart kielbasa. I had amazing Meal Mart kielbasa. Not only that, I made sandwiches. We did a little picnic also, which was great. Wanted a little something different, so I picked up some Meal Mart pre-sliced pastrami. Great. Great on the go. Great for making sandwiches. I think I'm going to get it for my kids throughout the school year, and it was great. Not only was it great, it was amazing. Loved it. Loved everything about it. And we have a few more weeks for grilling season, so can't wait to try a lot more of my favorite Meal Mart products. On top of it, football season will be starting soon, and that means for me, sliders and wings. And of course, Meal Mart has amazing sliders and wings. So looking forward to more of the barbecue and grilling season. Going to be awesome. Actually, also want to get down to some Jets football games this year. They got great tailgating situation back over there. My friend Jamie Smollett's family has a Jets truck, so can't wait to check them out this year at the Meadowlands for some Jets football and good kosher tailgating down over there. Okay, Pet Peeves Corner. Pet Peeves Corner came in. We talked a little bit about it. I might have mentioned in the past, I don't know, but a friend of mine, Moshe, and he knows, I don't want to mention by name because I didn't ask him, but there's lots of Moshe, but this Moshe, no, I'm talking about him, has mentioned it many, many times. Unsecured ordering on websites. There are a lot of people out there, a lot of restaurants that have websites where you could order directly from them, and it's on unsecured websites. Now, I'm not a big techie person that I know all of the ramifications and what all of this means, but what I can tell you is that a lot of people, restaurants, listen up. There are a lot of people that are a little wary of ordering from sites that are unsecured. So please speak to your provider, whoever you're doing your sites from. Make sure that when you have your ordering up over there, that it's on a secured site, a secured link, whatever that means. People are giving over their private credit card information, all of their, you know, things that they want to make sure are secure. So please do what you got to do. Make the patrons happy. You want more business. We have customers that want to give you more business. And who do they come to when they need help? The kosher guru, of course. And if you're out there and you're in a restaurant and you're out eating somewhere or you have an issue with a restaurant, a caterer, anything food related, I am here to help you. Who's going to help you in the time of need? That's right, kosher guru. Make sure to message me on the spot, Facebook, Instagram. I'll help you in the way you can. This is what we do. We are here to help you. We don't get paid to do this by the restaurant or by anybody. We're here to help facilitate amazing experiences for all. We want to make sure everybody enjoys kosher. Unlike other people who are paid and take a side, we don't take any side. We listen to everybody. We're like an arbitrator, a kosher arbitrator for food. It's awesome. We're here to help. We want to help. We want to do the right thing by all. And talking about that, we're going to segue in to what I sort of hinted to a little bit earlier, and we're going to talk about it now because now is the time. Now is the time. I want everyone to go check out. Type in www.thekosherguru.com. Or if you're not in front of a computer or on your smartphone, if you have a smartphone or can't do it from your kosher phone, it is allowed on the kosher phone. Take a look at our website on top, restaurant directory. Yes, Kosher Guru is coming out with an amazing restaurant directory and an app soon to follow on the Apple, iOS, and Google stores. The Android approved as well. We are building an amazing, right now starting in the United States and Canada, amazing restaurant directory. Help us help you input, put in, register a restaurant, if you're the restaurant owner. Restaurant owners out there, listen. Consumers out there, listen. Help us build the most amazing restaurant kosher site and review site in the world. You can leave reviews, leave experiences, leave pictures. It's like the kosher Yelp, but better, because it's all kosher. You have nothing to worry about. Now, we are asking for all the sites to be kosher. We're not here to tell you what level of kosher, kashrus, pasisrol, kamach yashan, chalav yisrol. It will all be listed on the site. We will inform you of what the hashkacha is, and it's up to you to choose and to see what it is. But if you're looking for, you know, sort of like a kosher Waze, like a kosher GPS, this is it. The one and only Kosher Guru's restaurant directory. We are going to be there for you all the time. So help us grow, help us build it, share it, tell everybody about the best kosher restaurant directory in the world. We're going to be starting first with the United States and Canada, and to build a worldwide site for everyone to go enjoy, ask questions, see. It's going to be amazing. You're on the go, you need to know a place. It's going to be geotagged, you see where the map is, you see where you're going. It's going to be insane. So, yes, the news is out. The Kosher Guru Restaurant Directory is coming, and everyone is going to love it. We hope so. Enjoy it, share it, pass it along. Help us build it and grow it. Awesome. I actually had dinner last night at Hapina, a grill restaurant in Cedarhurst, New York, on Cedarhurst Avenue. Why? I went to go check out their salad bar. They brought the salad bar back. With your order of an entree, you get a free plate, and you could refill it at the salad bar. They had amazing salads, pasta, coleslaw, beets, pickles, olives, cabbage, red cabbage slaw, all my favorites, baba ganoush. So many amazing things. It's amazing. If you get a sandwich, yes, they charge you a few dollars because it's not in the price. If you just want to come for the salad bar, there's a price just for that per person. But the famous Hapina salad bar is back. So if you're in Cedars, you need a place to eat, go check out Hapina on Cedars Avenue. It's a great family fun restaurant. Great food. Delicious. Check them out. I'm telling you, it's going to be great and you're going to love it. So, yep, there it is. It's back. It's out. Check them out. Also, I want to wish a mazel tov to Mio Hibachi Grill in Queens, New York on Union Turnpike. Last week they had a 1-year anniversary, and if you went in and mentioned Kosher Guru, they gave you a free dessert, a free appetizer, a free beverage. Can't really say what that beverage could have been, but let's just say it was an adult beverage. You might be able to go check it out. I didn't speak to them, but if you want to go to have a Mio Japanese Hibachi Grill and Sushi in Queens, Union Turnpike, tell them I sent you. Tell them and show them the post. They'll give you something on the house, I'm sure. They're amazing, they're great, and they're doing great things, and we only wish you much hatzlacha and bracha, and keep growing and growing. And thank you for inviting us for a dinner the other month. It was great, and wish you, as I said, much hatzlacha and success in everything that you're doing. So keep up the amazing, amazing work. Also, went out for dinner this past, last week, Wednesday night, also stopped by Thursday, but Wednesday night, to Cork and Slice in Cedarhurst, New York. And I want to say to the owners, the two brothers, Ed and Boris, thank you so much for your hospitality. But Boris had to run, and Ed took us next door to Doma. Doma Land and Sea is their new restaurant. I posted it on the Facebook group with pictures that is coming out. Doma is an insane restaurant. I got a tour of the back, the front, everywhere. It's gorgeous. I can't wait. They're going to have a dry aging room, a fish room. You get fresh fish, meats, cuts, the grill system that they have. The entire setup is insane. Party rooms, outdoor eating in the back. They have a sukkah area. It's going to be awesome. Pergola area where they're going to put a sukkah for Yontif. Actually, it's going to be amazing. So very, very excited for Doma to be opening up in the next few weeks. Wish you much hatzlach and bracha and success in everything you do. And that's our show for the week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Remember, tell everyone to listen in. Station 620, we have a podcast on our website, Google Play, Apple iTunes. Check us out, share us, let everyone know who and what we are and what we do. Share the love of Kosher. kosher, spread kosher all over. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you everyone for all of the positive feedback and comments you've given, all the chizuk. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week. A chodesh tov, a happy Elazman, a great and inspiring and uplifting Elazman. Have a good Shabbos. Peace out.